Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Meenakshi Sant with the World News. Headlines. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrives in New Delhi on an official visit to India to be chief guest at the Republic Day parade tomorrow. Ukraine indicates additional meetings with Russia could take place as early as next week. In Pakistan, a court sentenced lawyer couple Zainab Mazari and Hadi Ali Chatta to 17 years in prison over social media posts. And in cricket, ICC announces Scotland to replace Bangladesh in T20 World Cup. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, have arrived in New Delhi on their official visit. The External Affairs Ministry has said that the visit will explore the next phase of the India and European Union strategic partnership. A report.
President of the European Commission will be the chief guest at the 77th Republic Day celebrations. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India and the EU share a partnership rooted in mutual trust and shared values. As per the ministry, India's engagement with the EU highlights its strategic focus on Europe aligned with the upcoming India-EU summit and the ongoing free trade agreement. As of 2024, over 9,31,000 Indians resided in the European Union, including more than 16,000 blue card holders. According to the ministry, in the past two decades, more than 6,000 Indian students received Erasmus Mundus scholarships, highlighting India-EU mobility and educational ties. The visit of the European Union leaders underscores government's intent to elevate India-EU relations as a core pillar of its global and European strategy. Akshit Vaidyan for World News.
Ukraine has indicated that additional meetings with Russia could take place as early as next week following the conclusion of what it described as constructive trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi. The discussions, which ended in the UAE capital yesterday, brought together representatives from the United States, Russia and Ukraine in the first such format since the beginning of the Ukraine conflict in February of 2022. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the 2 days of meetings involved military representatives from all three sides and focused on possible parameters for ending the war. A report.
Discussion centered on possible parameters for ending the war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a post on X that he valued the understanding of the need for American monitoring and oversight of the process of ending the war and ensuring genuine security. The US side raised possible formats for formally setting out the terms of an end to the conflict along with the security conditions needed to make it viable. Military representatives also identified issues to be taken up at a possible next round of talks. Zelensky said that if there is readiness to move forward and if Ukraine is prepared, further meetings could take place as early as next week. The United Arab Emirates has emerged as a key diplomatic player, with its mediation efforts in Ukraine crisis going beyond conventional diplomacy to embrace a humanitarian mission aimed at prioritizing life over conflict and building bridges of hope amid destruction. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
In Pakistan, a court sentenced lawyers Zainab Mazari and Hadi Ali Chatta to 17 years in prison yesterday. Authorities arrested the couple in Islamabad after claiming their social media posts were against the state and its security. Judge Afzal Majoka stated that Mazari's tweets supported the goals of banned groups. Rights groups have asked for their release and called the move a form of harassment. Mazari and Chatta had often helped people held by security forces. Mazari's mother, a former minister, called the decision illegal. U.S. President Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and Middle East advisor, met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, urging his government to move into the second phase of the ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. officials told reporters that the envoys had been working closely with Netanyahu on recovering the remains of the last hostage in Gaza and on the next steps for demilitarizing the territory, as U.S. is anxious to keep the Trump brokering deal moving, but Netanyahu faces pressure to wait until Hamas returns the hostages' remains. The biggest signal of the second phase would be the reopening of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. Israel is expected to discuss opening the Rafah crossing during today's cabinet meeting. In U.S., immigration agents shot and killed a U.S. citizen, Alex Jeffrey Prete, in Minneapolis yesterday, sparking protests and condemnations from local leaders in the second such incident this month. Alex Jeffrey Prete, 37, was an intensive care nurse at the Veterans Administration and was upset by President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown in his city. He had participated in protests following the killing of Rene Good by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Law Enforcement officer earlier this month. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and other state officials are already at odds with President Donald Trump's administration over the shooting of another U.S. citizen by federal immigration agents. Trump officials have said an immigration agent was acting in self-defense when he shot the 37-year-old Rene Good on January 7 and have refused to allow local officials to participate in their investigation of the incident. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The 16th National Voters Day will be celebrated across the country today. The theme this year is My India, My Vote, highlighting the central role of citizens in India's democracy. Akashvani's News Services division will receive a media award in the category of Electronic Radio for Best Campaign on Voters' Education Awareness for the year 2025. The award will be conferred by President Draupadi Murmu today on the occasion of National Voters' Day celebration in New Delhi. The award recognizes Akashvani's contribution in promoting electoral participation and awareness about accessible elections. A four-day truce between the Syrian government and Kurdish fighters ended yesterday evening, with no clear sign of whether it will be renewed as the main Kurdish-led force in the country called on the international community to prevent any escalation. The end of the truce came as government forces have been sending reinforcement to Syria's northeast. Over the past 3 weeks, they have witnessed intense clashes in which the Kurdish-led and US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, lost large parts of the area they once controlled. Syria's interim government signed an agreement last March with the SDF for it to hand over territory and to eventually merge its fighters with the government forces. In early January, a new round of talks failed to make progress over the merger, leading to renewed fighting between the two sides. A new version of the accord was signed last week, and a four-day ceasefire was declared on Tuesday. Part of the new deal is that SDF members will have to merge into the army and police forces as individuals. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has officially announced that Scotland will replace Bangladesh in Group C of the T20 World Cup, which will be hosted by India and Sri Lanka from February the 7th onwards. ICC Chief Executive Sanjog Gupta informed that Bangladesh's demands to shift their scheduled matches away from India were not in accordance with ICC policy. He said that there was no other option but to include Scotland in this matter. In cricket, third T20 match between India and New Zealand will be played at the ACA Stadium Barsapara in Guwahati today. The match will start at 7 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen arrives in New Delhi on an official visit to India, to be chief guest at the Republic Day parade tomorrow. Ukraine indicates additional meetings with Russia could take place as early as next week. In Pakistan, a court sentenced lawyer couple Zainab Marazari and Hadi Ali Chatta to 17 years in prison over social media posts. And in cricket, ICC announces Scotland to replace Bangladesh in T20 World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.